Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle. Bonjour. Good morning.
Yes. Now, Suze, we did have a bit of a chat last week about what you can grow at this time of the year.
Oh, yes.
Now, I did have a little look.
That was kind of you.
Yeah. You could plant fast-growing salads, overwintering greens, which I think is sort of cabbages of some sort.
Yes, and I love a cabbage.
Quick root crops like lettuce, spinach, and radishes.
Okay. Mm. That all sounds good to me.
So maybe a bit of rocket, those sort of leafy ones.
Sure.
Turnips and spring onions.
Okay. Do you like a rocket? I love a rocket.
I do like it. It can be very peppery, I found, when I grow it myself.
Yes, but I love that.
I just thought I'd share that with you, just because I like to encourage anyone in the garden. Not that I'm the king of knowing things, but...
I think you are the king of knowing things.
Well, do you know what? I told you this, I think, that I thought the lettuces were all gone. They'd been eaten by the slugs. Mm. So I used the pot for something else. Aubergines, if you must ask. And
How are they hard? Because I love an aubergine.
No sign of fruit yet, but growing nicely.
Okay.
But the lettuce, just a random lettuce has just grown and it looks beautiful. And I'm looking forward to that salad.
Yes, very nice. Very nice indeed. Mm-hmm. How are your potatoes?
Well, I think they're nearly time. I think you can tell when they go a bit yellow, when the leaves go a bit yellow.
Is that how you know?
I think so. So it might be time to sieve them out.
See, we were walking a couple of weeks ago past our neighbour's house, me and my daughter. And well, not like a neighbour nearby, like a neighbour on a couple of streets away, but everyone is jolly friendly.
Oh.
And we walk past her house every day on the way to school. So we've said hello to her a few times. She's got a nice cat. Sure. Oh. And she has a massive raspberry bush. Not even.
Always funny. Always funny.
She gave us a few.
Oh.
Just to eat on our way back. And they were so delicious.
She didn't just go...
No.
That is a raspberry as well.
Yes, of course.
Oh, that's nice. And did you guys enjoy them?
Yeah, they were lovely.
Yeah, there's something about homegrown.
Yeah. So, you know.
Okay.
Well, that's good for us.
That's what I like about the garden most of all, is when it brings people together to talk. Because you go, oh, how have you done that? Or, oh, are you?
Yes.
I admire that.
Should Everyone I get a greenhouse? Are your tomatoes doing better in there? Okay.
I'm thinking about getting a greenhouse soon.
Are you? That feels very on brand for you. Where would you put it? That's my question.
Well, I'm being a bit ruthless about the trampoline. The trampoline? Trampoline.
That's when you play the trumpet on the trombone.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I am thinking about doing it there, which I think will be, you know, people will be sad about the trampoline, but...
I think it's fine, Tom. You are a man in your 40s. You don't need a trampoline.
And I think I am a man who, you know, lives here. So I should do what I want rather than what visitors want.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, like if your mum wants a trampoline that much, let her put one in her house.
That's what I'm thinking.
And I think you just tell her that.
I will. Rob Beckett said exactly the same thing. But yeah, so, well, I think that idea of a raised bed is a lovely way to do it, because it's easy to do then and you avoid the slugs.
Yeah, how do you make a raised bed? Do you just buy one?
You can buy them. I mean, the really raised beds that you don't even have to bend down to, they're quite good, I think.
Oh,
and you could grow like lettuces and radishes in there, I think. Some herbs. And some salad-y things. Yeah, they'd be lovely.
Yeah. I'd like to be the kind of person that could just knock one of those up with my drill.
Oh, of course, I forgot.
You know, I would love to be that person.
Yes,
but I have to accept that I'm not. Sorry, there's beeping happening outside my window. I'm just going to shut
the window. I can't hear it.
Just in case producer Emma is driving her slowly mad. So funny that we're talking about me buying a raised bed. It's a massive B&Q van.
Oh, is that they heard you?
Maybe they're delivering it for me.
What's that? You want a raised bed? We'll bring it around right now.
Oh, I didn't know this was live.
Yes, people here.
Wow, impressive.
Mm. Now, Suze, we've got some lovely messages.
We have some missives, have we?
We haven't put our fists into the post bag for a while.
We haven't, that's true.
Suze, would you like to read some out?
I would love to. Hi, both. Just wanted to email to say thank you. A few years ago, I got this wild idea that I'd further my career by moving to the US of A. Not sure why. Maybe I should have waited until I saw what happened in November 2024 before I made that commitment. But I didn't. And after 3 and a bit years, I am heading back home. Oh. It's been a scary and enlightening and challenging and amazing and a little bit, brackets actually a lot, gay. Oh. Throughout my time here, I entered into a lovely little routine every Tuesday evening where I would go to therapy, cry about something or other, and then return home knowing that a new episode of Like-Minded Friends would accompany me that evening. Brackets, God bless the time zones.
Yeah.
Your voice and laughter and friendship and general Englishness brought me more comfort than you will ever know each week.
Oh.
I'm excited to return to the UK, but less excited to have to actually wait until Wednesday to hear your two voices. All my love. And that's from Helen. Said, P.S. Susie, it was great to hear you describe the puffy hat as a fellow puffy hat wearer. It really is the best way to describe it. Dr. Helen, thank you.
Wow. A puffy hat wearer, another puffy hat wearer. My goodness, good, what an elite clan you are in now.
We really are an elite clan, and I want everyone to know it.
I like that. That's a connection point. And how nice that people are listening from abroad, like with a shipping forecast.
Oh, yes. Do you know, someone told me the other day that during The Crown, when Olivia Colman needed to stay serious, she would listen to the shipping forecast.
Oh.
Because apparently she's terrible. I mean, I don't know how true this is. Apparently she corpses a lot.
Does she? You can't do that when you're the Queen.
The Queen had such a straight face, didn't she? And so how she would get into the sort of solemnness of it was just the shipping forecast.
I can see that. Doggo. German bite. All these places. Well, I've got a nice message here from Peter.
Hello, Peter.
Peter Pumpkin Eater. Hello again, Tom and Susie. Strange way to start. Send the email below this morning. Spent the day thinking about how much better it could have been. Ah, the joys of overthinking. So please see below for new and improved message. Imagine I just didn't read out the message then. Dearest Tom and Susie, long-time listener and appreciator of your weekly ramblings, you have brought much joy to my life and have helped me through some quite dark periods, including the loss of my mum, which happened at the same time as you lost your dad, Tom. Oh, well, I know that feeling. However, that is not my point for writing in. My point is much more important than that. In response to your pondering over how Marmite is made, it's actually a byproduct of the beer brewing industry, using spent yeast and other seasonings to make the delicious spread. That's why, during COVID, there was a Marmite shortage as breweries stopped brewing so much beer because of lockdown. My favorite way of eating it, you ask? On toast with peanut butter. Yum. What? What sort of umami party is that?
Yeah, that is an umami party.
Anyway, that's enough from me. All the love and the buys to you both. Peter, P.S. Tom, I think we share a culinary love when visiting Spain. Please see attached to my favorite and essential element of any trip I take to Sitges. Oh my goodness. He's definitely a like-minded friend if he goes there. And it's like a picture of me I'm looking at. Super Polo is the shop he goes to. Super Pollo, a bald man in shorts and t-shirt outside a chicken shop. It's like looking in a mirror.
That is like looking in a mirror. I love that.
Super Pollo. I think I did go there actually at some point. Wonderful. I've had a lot more success with my rotisserie chickens. Did I say this on the podcast?
No, we've not heard too much about it.
Had Rob and Lou Rand. And long-time listeners will know that I've got an obsession with how they do it in Spain.
Yes.
The last year, Alfie and I were in the Alicante region, Costa Blanca way, and we were traveling back and we stopped in, was it Denia or was it Calpe? And we were like, we haven't had a rotisserie chicken. And we turned a corner and there was a rotisserie chicken shop there. And the man was English and he'd gone there to set up a rotisserie of his own. He told me the secret.
Go on.
White pepper. I did it for Rob and Lou Beckett playing. And they are also a fan. And I think Rob is jumping on the bandwagon and he's even discussing buying his own rotisserie, which is it's fine. We've got a rotisserie that goes on the barbecue, but he's thinking of buying one. And I think there could be a forthcoming spit roast competition, if you will.
If you will.
So
stay in the same area, let us say. Hola, Susie and Tom. I'm a like-minded amigo from the United States, and I'm on holiday with my wonderful husband in the beautiful Costa Rica at the time of writing.
Ooh.
We're in the country for a musicians' conference. Oh, oboist and bassoonist, certainly amongst the sexier of the symphony members.
My goodness, a woodwind, absolute woodwind cavalcade. Can you imagine the sound coming from their upper windows?
Tom, please. We arrived early to make a vacation of it and had a long drive through a rugged terrain today. When we got to Santa Elena in the mountains overlooking the Pacific Coast. Yes, I was about to say specific, and I'm sorry for that. Pacific Coast.
They were very specific about which coast they were talking about.
That's true.
Wrong, is it?
Our host suggested we watch the sunset from just outside our casita.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. So we trekked into the town centre for the necessary provisions. Brackets, local rum, local beer, citrus, and a packet of biscuits. Nice. Mm. And then came right up to the rotisserie chicken tienda.
Oh, my God.
I immediately knew exactly what would take our sunset vista to the next level. Scott was a great sport and took these photos of me. I think I need to explain how fantastico our evening was, and I should have been embarrassed, but I could just hear Tom yelling to me to go for it.
You've got to.
Thanks so much for sharing so much of yourselves with us. I've been listening from early on, and it's just a delight to call you both my like-minded friends. Muchas gracias, Taylor. And there is a picture of Taylor, I mean, I would say just biting straight into that rotisserie chicken.
And the second picture, from certain angles, looks like he is playing the chicken. It looks like he's playing the chicken like a flute.
Yes.
Maybe that's just the way of it.
Maybe that's just the way of it. I don't know.
Goodness, I love this.
I'd love to be in an orchestra, I think.
I would love to be in an orchestra. I would love it. Just playing along with everybody else.
Yes.
Mm. Counting along.
Such fun.
Such fun. I love hearing from our international visitors. It's always such a thrill.
I know. It makes us feel real special.
Visitors, listeners. I love that. I love that little trip to Costa Rica. Sounded lovely.
Yeah, apparently quite a good place for the gays.
Is that right?
I think so.
Okay.
Can you get back in touch with us, Taylor, and let us know how you felt as a gay, as a like-minded friend?
As a like-minded friend. Did you enjoy it? Yeah. Is it a special hotspot?
Well, you can't ask about that.
Is it a hotspot for spit roasting
gays? Are there saunas? Are there any hot spots you could recommend?
Yeah.
By which I mean saunas.
That's not what I meant, Taylor.
Oh, please. He did. Don't trust him.
Now, I've got a message here.
Oh, yes.
This is a lovely message from Helen.
Another Helen, two Helens, like buses.
We do get a lot of Helens, actually. I think we're quite a Hellenic sort of podcast, actually. I think a lot of Helens like us.
There you go, a Hellenic podcast.
A Hellenic podcast, very Grecian. Of course, Greek love is a euphemism for gay love, isn't it? It all comes full circle.
Yeah, Sappho.
Sappho, Sapphic, yeah.
Yes, there we are.
There we go.
Gosh,
there we
the Hellenic pod.
Hellenic, Lesbos, of course.
Of course, that's where Sappho goes, because you know that's the rock. It looks like her face.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you think Lesbos could be a lesbian version of The Apprentice?
Yes, but I think that more shit would get done.
Mm, would get done, be done in 10 minutes.
Yeah, be done in 10 minutes.
They'd all excel in their task.
Yeah, and then they'd be like, I really don't want to fire anyone. I think everyone's done a really good job. And people that haven't done a good job, I think they're really improving and they're ready for next week. So it would just be sort of life.
It would just be like an ongoing thing. It's an ongoing, that's nice.
Structured reality.
Structured reality. They'd have to go to a coffee shop to make out that's an organic conversation.
Yeah,
you know, they're doing this structured reality. Talking to their phones. Yeah. I just really feel, that's what people say on this structured reality shows, isn't it? How are you feeling about the new job? Well, you know, at first I was worried, but everybody's been super sweet to me.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, Tom, this Sunday I went to see you at Somerset House with my sister. We are both huge fans of the pod and have met you several times, brackets clang. And we've been to see Susie's wonderful stand-up, but this is the first time we've seen you together. What a wonderful performance. I haven't laughed like that in ages. I wonder what the like that was. I haven't laughed like that. Maybe they're like, maybe laughing like that. I haven't laughed like that in ages. Thank you. Now, the past 6 months have been particularly difficult for myself and my big sis, as our dear dad became very ill at the start of the year and passed away in May. Me and my sister have spent hours in the car driving back and forth between Liverpool and London, and the only thing we listened to was LMF, delving back into the archives to different eras for each journey. Oh, how lovely. Well, thank you for listening. I'm happy to report that you are both slightly less self-deprecating about the pod these days. Hope you both know what a big place it has in so many people's lives. It's lovely, isn't it?
That's a very kind thing to say.
As many listeners have said before, tuning in is like listening to two old friends, and I can't tell you how much comfort it's brought me during one of the most difficult years of my life. Grief is a strange thing, and I'm afraid I've become terribly emotional, nearly crying with joy when I heard about Suze's honorary doctorate. I can't think of anyone more deserving. Suze, I love your book, your stand-up, out, and just about everything you do. Tom, I'm similarly smitten with you, with your books, brackets, yet to read the novel, but I have it waiting for when I'm able to concentrate again. Stand up and pottering. Oh, that's very kind. Sorry for the long and rambling email. Not at all.
Rambling at all. Thoroughly enjoyed it.
Not rambling enough, if anything. Have you heard this podcast? Please. I suppose it's a very long way of saying thank you. And if you do happen to read it out on the pod, please give a mention to my incredible big sis, Claire. She's always been the best ally and has been a rock through all of this. Lots of love and all the byes from Helen.
Claire.
Wasn't that nice?
What a great sister you have.
Yeah. What a lovely family. You know, such great siblings looking after each other. That's a great, great thing, isn't it? That's so nice.
And how lovely. Thank you for reaching out and telling us, you know, that you've enjoyed whatever this is.
Whatever this is.
Whatever this
you've is. You've enjoyed it. Well, you know, we are always very grateful to people for doing that. I know a lot of people are traveling a lot at this time of year, going on holiday.
Well, I'm going to France, you know.
Well, Suze, this is all very well and good, but whereabouts in France are you going? Is it a camping holiday? Normandy?
No, not camping. We've hired a little house for 5 days.
Oh, what a lovely...
Avec le mum.
Oh, nice. I've always wanted to go to the west coast of France.
Well, you know, you can go straight from Brighton.
Can you?
You can go to Dieppe from, I think it's about 20 minutes from where we live. So it's not quite in Brighton, it's just outside.
I'm amazed. What on? Ferry?
Ferry.
Really?
We're driving on the ferry. And then we have a little room with a bunk bed in it, even though it's only, I think, 5 hours. But we thought, probably nice to have somewhere. I would love to lay down and read a book on a ferry.
Mm.
So it's us three and my mum.
I love a ferry trip, actually.
I love a ferry.
That sense of chugging engine starting up.
Yes.
The judder. You know the trip's begun.
Oh, I just love it. I love it. And then we're going to get into Dieppe. We're going to have some lunch there. It's been decided. And then I think it's about an hour. And I tell you what I'm really looking forward to, Tom. Going into a French supermarket.
Oh, isn't it the best fun?
Oh, I love it. I love it. And then there's a barbecue at the place. So we're going to do a couple of barbecues. I think we're going to do a day trip to Paris as well.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I think the train to Paris is an hour or so. So I think we'll do that as well.
Are you a prêt de plage? Is that right? Next to the sea?
Prêt de plage. No, we are avec la piscine.
Oui. Il y a une piscine dans le jardin.
Yeah, oui, oui.
Oh, dans okay. Le jardin.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Yes, oh, I think so. Et le ping-pong?
Oui, je l'adore.
Je l'adore le ping-pong. Mm. And we're going to take our badminton rackets, because I don't know if you're learning this, but I love the badmon.
I didn't know that, actually. And I've got a badminton set, which was, inching along to the charity shop, but shall I retain?
Oh, I think you should. You and Alfie could have such fun playing. It's much easier than tennis.
I could tie it up against the urn.
You could. Yeah. You don't need to necessarily put your net out. You can just have a little bat about.
Oh, a bit like the people do on the beach with that bat and ball game.
Yes. Dans la plage.
I think this is going to be a great trip and so many opportunities to maybe go to boulangeries.
Yes. Boulangeries, cafes. I think we're going to go to Paris. My mum and my daughter would both love to do the open top bus.
What a lovely thing to do.
I love those open top buses.
I'm dismissive of them, but actually it's a great way to see everything.
It really is a great way to see everything. And it's a nice way to spend a couple of hours just sitting on a bus and taking things in.
People tell you what's going on.
Mm. Of course, we'll have snacks for the bus, I imagine.
Oh, I imagine.
That's the main thing I've learned about having a child.
And isn't it?
Always have snacks.
Absolutely. And what a great blessing it is that we don't have to travel very far and suddenly everything is so different.
I mean, it's such a blessing living so close to sort of mainland Europe.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love absolutely. It.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, I feel very lucky. I feel very thrilled to be having a holiday, you know.
Yeah.
To be getting away.
So Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, that would be great. I can't wait to hear all about that because that's the sort of thing I envisage myself doing more but never quite get round to.
Yeah, well, you should. And Alf can drive. I know you can drive, but you don't like driving. But Alfie drives, doesn't he? So, you know, you could pop yourself on a little ferry.
I can drive.
I know you can drive, but I don't know how you'd feel about driving on the other side of the road.
The last time I drove, I think, was on the other side of the road. Not
Tom,
in a bad way.
I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have cast aspersions. I just know that you don't love driving.
I don't love driving. No, that's true.
But, you know, I'm not saying you couldn't. I'm just saying you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. I hear you loud and clear.
But, you know, you got to get things in the diary, Tom. We were talking about it last week.
Pop it in the diary. Okay, I'm going to do that. Pop it in the diary. Little trip, maybe an autumnal trip to the north.
What about an autumnal trip? How nice would that be? Go to a couple of little fishing villages, stay in a nice little hotel.
Oh.
Un hotel.
Oh, I would love that. An auberge. Is that a hostel?
I don't know. But I'm going to get back on Duolingo today in the hope that within
You'll get it.
My French should be back up to scratch, right?
You will get it. Don't worry. Bonjour. Quelle est la date de ton anniversaire?
What date is your birthday?
Yeah, it's the main thing I remember.
Is it? Right. Ferme la bouche, I remember.
Shut your mouth, yeah.
Yeah.
Ouvre la porte.
Yes. Open the door. Ferme la porte.
Ouvre la fenêtre.
Oh, God. You know, there's so much.
Great sentences.
Really useful,
and you better pray they don't respond, because I will not understand them.
Oh, I'll be screwed. If they say, which door would you like me to close?
Je ne sais pas. Pardon, je suis anglais.
Je suis anglais, un petit peu français.
Oui.
Oui. Well, thank God we're here to have this French discussion.
Well, I bet the French listeners are loving it.
I bet they are. And I imagine by this time next week, we'll have some sort of sponsorship deal with Duolingo.
Oh, I hope so.
We're going to have that little owl on to interview.
I think as well. By the way, a Duolingo is a great, if you, one is looking to avoid doom scrolling.
Yes, I would agree.
Sometimes you do have downtime if you've got Journey or something. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you think, well, how am I going to use this? Duolingo, what a great thing to do.
Yes, I agree. I think you are correct.
Or any, you know.
Any learning app.
What's his name? Michael? Or was it Michelle? Michelle Thomas? Michael Thomas? Language Shapes? I've done those as well. There's options.
I don't know what you're talking about.
There's different language teachers, I'm saying. It doesn't have to be Duolingo.
Sure. It can be whoever works for you.
Whoever works for you, for example. I think it was Michelle Thomas who said, if you're not paying attention to the grammar, you're just making noises, which was quite harsh, but true.
Oh, God, but I feel like I don't pay attention to the grammar in the English language.
Well, I think it's changed now, but when we were at school, we'd never learned grammar. So the only time we'd come across grammar was when we learned French, I do feel sorry for our poor French teachers. Because they were suddenly hearing about past participles for the first time.
And they're thinking, but you know clause. This from English, right?
And we were like, no,
I don't know what you're talking about.
We were just these kind of like experimental generation of people, like, where they were like, they don't need to learn grammar. I think we did.
I think we probably did.
Anyway, Suze, have a wonderful time. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And I will be back to report next week.
Tell me everything. I want to hear every detail.
Okay. I look forward to it. I'll make some notes to tell you all about.
Oh, please do. Okay. Okay.
I'll see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week.
Okay. Au revoir.
Lots of love. Bye for that. Au revoir.
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage. Au revoir.